Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum. Kate picks you with all of the chairs.
Once again, it's cold outside. It's below zero again outside. Kind of You know, while this is a normal winter, I guess you can say that, because when I remember a few years back, it was like this all the time. We just got spoiled by having dry winters, you know. No hay, no grass, no a lot of the summer fruits didn't show up, you know. Sometimes no cherries, no plums. We got plenty of it this year, I tell you that much, you know. And hoping that we can endure, I guess you can say. But we're doing all right, you know, just got a couple more months, March coming. We'll see what happens. Or what do you think? You know, in the meantime, regardless of all the bad weather, you know, that American country, you know, I always look at how the Washichu hate each other so much. If something happens out right away, the Republicans, yeah, it's the Democrats, it's liberals. Then the Democrats, yeah, it's the Republicans. You know, they're hating on each other. And to me, you know, that's good. That's a good sign. I hope you all can hear me. I didn't even, forgot to even do a normal check. But anyway, from what I see is a lot of hate going on out there, a lot of shootings, you know. Even the Asians are acting up, you know, killing each other, you know. Two old guys went down to Monterey Park, shot 20-something people, killed 11. Moon Bay, another one, went over there and killed a bunch of people. And they just had another mass shooting right there in Beverly Hills, where all the movie stars live, I guess, you know. Yeah, people are liking to do that to each other now, and it's kind of a normal thing going on, you know. And people say, we got to stop gun violence, and then you got the people crying about, oh, they're taking our guns away. You know, the main thing is if you don't want gun violence, quit making guns. You know, they're making guns left and right. Right there in California and L.A., they got about 5 or 6 that I know of where they make guns, 25 caliber, 38. You know, big business making handguns, you know. And so they ain't going to get rid of that. And people buy them handguns right away, go out the first thing you get, first time they get in a little argument, they're ready to shoot, you know. Usually a bunch of idiots, you know. Why would you do that and want to spend the rest of your life in prison for some dumb stuff? You know, I was looking at the news, you know. A bunch of young guys with the stupid hairdos dyed blonde and all this stuff. Went and kidnapped some girl, raped her, murdered her, and they all got caught, you know. So they think they can have that nice hairdo in prison or what? If they had it in there, or what's going to happen to them? They don't think about that, you know, what it's like in prison. They don't even have no clue what it's like in prison a lot of times. And then if they do, why are they going back? Because you like men or what? You know, if you keep going back to prison, you must like men, because that's all there is in there. You know? You damn sure don't like women and children. You keep going back to prison, because you ain't getting that in there. And the only time you see wife and children is when they come visit you. You know? But you really must like it. you know? You really must like that that thing. Anyway, let me go, move on here. I'm kind of getting kind of crazy here, you know. But yeah, going to prison because they like that thing. you know, some people are walking across the street in New York. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week. Suddenly, ground opened up. They just fell in a big sinkhole. You know, we're talking about how they're taking all the elements out of the earth. You know, and that's why the sinkholes occur. Down in Florida, they had a lot of sinkholes, you know. And in Texas, having sinkholes. You know, no telling where you're sitting. You might drop in someday, you know. Well, where I live at, I know. I don't think there's no nothing happening over here, but I know in Wyoming, Montana, a lot of them, Pennsylvania, Ohio, they're digging for coal and all that. Hell, they're tearing out the center of the earth to do that stuff. Anyway, you guys, I got you turned on. You're out. We hear you coughing. We hear you farting. We hear everything you're doing. So kind of contain yourself a little bit, you know. Yeah, I heard a little, you know. I wonder which one of you guys did that one. Trying to play tight or what? Toit? or was that the hussy? He probably did that with his lips, so that way it sounds like he's toit, you know. But anyway, you know, we got to move in. I can see, we'll see what's happening this week, you know. One leg is ready. Or what you got going, Tashi?
Nothing much. Just sitting here listening to all your talking, you know, about telling the truth there. It's all good listening to what you're saying. I don't know about that one lady, but
anyway, you know, this is another Saturday night. We can have fun. We can get down. We can, you know, see what's going on out here and you know, check it out. See who pops in on the, you know, see who pops in. Then we could talk about some issues, you know, like, man, you know, like Indian issues, you know. They're still out there worrying about things that I always say this, you know, most people, like Amesters, when you've been around for a while, we know each other, you know, we know who's who, because you've been around for a while. So when you speak about things, people kind of listen, you know, because after a while you learn what you're talking about, what's relevant and what's not relevant to listeners and to people. And these newbies that show up, they show up all of a sudden, boom, they show up. Then all of a sudden they're trying to lead you on someplace. Over here, yeah, they're doing this, they're doing that. Well, Shichu's doing this. Well, Shichu's doing that. Well, we already know that, but you just popped in. Now you're acting like we don't know that. You know, suddenly you pop in, start talking about Leonard Peltier, free Leonard Peltier. That's good. We need to have that. But damn, you ain't the one dreamed that up. you know? But that's what happens when these newbies show up. They come up with old news and think we're supposed to listen to it, you know? And then their old news is done by research, Google research, you know? And that Google research, man, you know, Google ain't correct. You know, I don't know why you people think it's correct just because it's got a big name, Google, you know. But they say a lot of stuff that's not true. You try to Google stuff. You know, go to Google Translate. Don't listen to Google Translate. They'll screw up every language. Good thing our language ain't on Google Translate yet, you know. Hope it don't either. Because then they'll start guiding you, saying, see, I told you that's what that meant. I told you, Mitako Oyasu means me too, you know. you know, they Google stuff, you know, and they come up with all this baloney, you know, about when we arrived in this country, 10,000 years. Now, some of them kind of stretch it out. Now they don't say 10,000 years. They say we came 12,000 years ago. They're kind of extending it a little bit, you know. But you know, don't come around here with all that Google research and stuff, you know. Tell us something we don't know. And don't say you Googled it, you know, and that's how you found out about it. You know, Tarashi, how do we hear from our creation and stuff? Did we have to Google it?
We lived it. That's what it is, us guys. That's the difference between us and them. We don't have to Google nothing. We lived it. Big difference.
Yeah.
When you live it and use common sense, just plain exchange chasha thinking, it's everything should be clear. You get all these guys that, these wannabes and stuff, like you were saying. They bring old stuff around and act like it's brand new. And it's Google is one of the worst places to really do research. You know, that's, I think we talked about this. Look at some of these stories they have about Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, Rain in the Face, all these Geronimo, all these people that back in the day they considered hostiles. You know, today they call us militants. Back then they were hostiles. And they had nothing good to say about them because they were defending their people. And now all of a sudden, they turn around and they make it sound like they're the great white savior again by putting stuff out there, adding a little bit of something to it to make it seem like they're saying these things. And that's what Google does.
Hey, Toshi.
Yeah.
Toshi. Let's go ahead, you know. We'll check you out.
Let's get it. All right. We're going to say a prayer and we'll get started.
It's good that we, you know, that we, so, you know, we learn from a lot of our prayers, like you listen to his prayers, I'm sure a lot of you don't understand the language, but eventually you're going to learn it from if you hear it enough. And, you know, we share the meaning, a lot of this stuff. But, you know, our prayers tell us a lot. They explain a lot. And our culture, our creation is given to us in songs and prayer. And, you know, these songs came from thousands of years ago, and they tell everything, you know.
Tell a story.
You know? Yeah, they tell, you know, they tell how we came, you know, how we lived and how we appreciate and everything, you know. A lot of times, sometimes I play a creation song here, you know, and I, other songs, you know, I have them on here, you know. They tell us a lot, these Lakota songs. And I'm not trying to brag, but there's a lot of tribes out there that still, some of them still have their songs. And you learn a lot from them. And I tell people, before you want to talk and come preaching, learn about yourself. You know, learn about your own people. Don't show up overnight and suddenly start talking about something that happened, that how we're aware of it. Like, I tell you what, you know, and I don't want to rub this in to anybody, but we know the Wasatch have been stealing, grave robbing for a long time, you know. I mean, even in ceremonies, when we're in ceremonies, you know, people show up and want to brag, and the spirits will say, well, your grandpa, your Wasatch grandpa was a grave robber. He wasn't a friend of Crazy Horse. You know, people show up with these big names, and they say, yeah, my grandpa was a friend of Crazy Horse, you know, or my grandpa, you know, my grandpa knew so-and-so and all this stuff. And, you know, in ceremonies, they said, you know what, like Bat Puyer, you know, talking about Puyers. They said, well, said he was a friend of Crazy Horse, you know, when the spirit said he was just a grave robber, you know.
Yeah.
These guys robbed graves, you know. They came over and liked to see where we buried people, how we did it. So they come and steal artifacts and take them. And that's how a lot of our stuff ended up in Germany, Europe, you know, feathers, scalps, Chanupas, you know, we've been knowing this. And they end up in Smithsonian. We've been knowing this, you know. And I don't jump up and start doing funky chicken because you tell me, oh, Smithsonian took this and they took it over there, so now I know about it, so now I should be happy, you know. Smithsonian and all the museums around the country, they all got illegal stuff in them.
Yep.
You know?
Every one of them.
I mean, you go to Little Bighorn, they got a museum there, and they show different items from the battlefield. You know, they got no right, but they do it. They make money charging people to go in and see all this stuff, you know?
Yep.
It
don't even grow.
So we've been knowing that. And because somebody new shows up and tells us about it, it's supposed to be a new story. It ain't a new story. You know? And I wish our people, and they don't need to get mad at Wachinko, but our people need to learn about themselves.
That thing you said is true. What they should do is learn about themselves. Something that Puyer doesn't realize is that there was a list of hitmen out there to kill Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, those guys. And he was one of the main culprits. His grandfather was on that list. So that's where they come from. And a lot of these people today that claim Crazy Horse or, you know, all these people, they were the ones that kept these people prisoners of war inside their own on their own land. Those Puyers were big cavalry egg suckers. And now all of a sudden they're more Indian than the Lakota people are, you know. They're trying to dictate how Lakota is, what Lakota is. They're the furthest from it. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that do this. And do research. Do check. Go back and look at your history. Look at your personal history. Where do you come from? Who are you? Where do I come from? How did I get here? What did these guys do? What did my grandfather do? You'll be surprised at how many of these grandfathers that these people claim that, oh, this and that. A lot of those guys were cavalry scouts. A lot of them. And they were paid to kill Indians. So a lot of these people that claim, oh, they're the biggest Indian in the universe, do some research. You'd be surprised at what you find out when you look in your own backyard. And that's something that a lot of these guys don't do. But yet they feel they have a right to brag. They feel they learn, like Country was saying, they learn a little bit of truth. And it's old news to us, but they come around and act like they hit on something big, like they're the savior of the Lakota people. That's not how it works, you know.
The other thing is, what are you going to do about it? They stole from us, so what are we going to do about it?
Yep.
You know, if you're going to do something about it, then let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you ain't going to do nothing about it but rub it in our face that they stole this and that from us, you know, there's no sense in talking about it, you know?
Yep.
Yep. Most of the people that are talking about this stuff are people that just turned Indian yesterday.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Last year they were an Indian. Suddenly they learned how to make a ribbon dress. Suddenly they slapped on the AIM pads. Suddenly GGC gave them an AIM chapter.
Yep.
And it's crazy as hell. You know how we get information and how our people react to it. That's why. That's another thing about GDC's AIM chapters they have nowadays. Before, these AIMsters were people that were around for 20, 30, 40 years. They knew the story about Leonard Peltier. They knew Russell Means. They knew about our people. And of course, next month, they're going to have the memorial of when AIM took over Wounded Knee Liberation Day, you know, in 1973 in February. So they're getting ready for that. But even that, you know, all these things that goes on, and I'm glad they do that, you know, remind people. But I noticed the minute somebody shows up, 1973, the next day, they got a whole Facebook full of pictures of them with selfies.
Yep.
You know, first time been to Wounded Knee, you know. So So we live over there. We lived over there. We passed by one that knee five times a day sometimes, you know. But people just join them and show up, and next thing they got Facebook full of that. What that is to me is exploiting. You know, that's exploiting something. It's good to bring awareness about wounded knee, but don't exploit it for your own personal benefit to say, yeah, I was there, you know. It's like Standing Rock. And others, people went to Standing Rock to show up, not to help, you know, not to support, not to help people out. They went over there and some of them became a burden, you know. But I knew guys that were there serious. That's why when I went over there, to support these people that were really into the cause, you know. They were into the cause. They were struggling financially and everything, but they were into stopping that pipeline. They weren't there hanging out at camp all day, shaking hands 50 different people all day long. Like what I seen people doing, you know. So a lot of these people were never up there on the front line. They were in camp running around shaking hands and eating in different teepees and stuff. But a lot of them, I never did see them up there. When I went there, it was on the front lines, you know. There was a lot of Lakotas up there in the front lines. A lot of our Porcupine people, our Pine Ridge people, our Rosebudders, you know, that I knew from Sundance and stuff, they were there on the front lines. But these big wigs that you see on Facebook, they never were up on front lines. They were back there selling T-shirts. They were over there to sell T-shirts. So you know what I mean? Stuff like that, doing stuff like that. But the people in the front lines, you look at the videos, they were the same people. And then some of the people were standing behind the car saying, yeah, go get them. But they were hiding behind pickups while the women were over there fighting the cops and getting locked up, you know. And these guys had their heads shaved and trying to look like gangsters, you know. But they weren't going up there, you know. I seen a lot of that, and I call that's like exploiting to me. When you go someplace just to show off, you know. When you go there, go to support. Go there and learn. Go there and dig in to what's happening. Why this happened in Wounded Knee. Why the American Indian Movement is here today. And keep in mind, you know, the Grand Governing Council, they don't have no Lakotas on it, you know. You know, they live off the fame they got from Lakotas, you know. A lot of the things that happens came out of, you know, from our people going over there, you know. But you don't see them respecting Lakotas. Only when they show up, when they come face to face, when they better respect the Lakota. But when they're over there away, they're over there talking bad, like those guys said, yeah, now that's the AIM Lakota show. And they shouldn't be talking Lakota on the show. People don't understand it. You know, they're putting us down. These are GDC guys. These are GDC guys putting us down. But yet they show up. I seen them show up at Crow Dog. See them show up here and there all scared and being nice to Lakota when they're there. But when they're over there, they're putting us down. When they're over there, they're saying, yeah, we got our own spiritual places, you know? You know, like when we're talking about, when we're trying to talk about Bear Butte stopping the bikers from hanging out there. They're over there showing up on bikes. You know, they're showing up hanging out with the bikers. You know, it kind of trips me out that people, you know, exploit our culture for their own personal gain, for them to look good, for them to be Indian, you know. A lot of people do stuff just to be Indian. They'll show up at a Sundance that will let them dance for one round and get a pierce, get a little mark on their chest. Then they run around without a shirt all year long taking pictures, flashing that little scar, you know, and a little bitty scar too, like a pinhole up, you know, really flashing it, you know. And then they run around and tell everybody they're a Sundancer and pipe carrier the rest of their life and playing Wakan, you know. You know, that is, you know. I mean, you know, it's really a shame how people talk bad about us, and I don't want to get off into this because maybe it does offend other tribes, you know, but it's really happened that we get put down and spit on over there. But when they show up, you know, act all nice. If I'm going to spit on somebody, I'm going to spit on them on their face too. I'm not going to be nice to them when I see them.
Hershey, you know, going back to that, now there's a story on the internet that the Cree people say they're the ones that got the pipe. You know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of these tribes, like the Cree, sided with the Washiches, you know, and they should look into that before they pull stuff like that. And they didn't have nothing to do with that Chinook, but yet now they're claiming that. All these New Agers, they come out. See, this is what I talk about when I talk about Google. They put these big old stories out there, and then they say it's the truth. Oh, we have these prophecies, all this other, and it comes from this. Now, they're trying to claim that they were the ones that got the Chinook, you know. And to me, the Cree was a part of the United States government way back in the day. They sold out. And now all of a sudden, they're just like the Crows, see. But yet we still took them in. You know, we still help them today. You ask any one of those Crow medicine in or Lakotas, we still have it. A lot of these other ones gave it all up to be Washichu, to be a white man. We never did. Our ancestors fought for us to be here. And they never took nothing from us. All of ours is intact. They gave everything up to become white man. And I hate to put it that way, but that's the way it is. You know, and that's the truth. So these people that claim all of this stuff about, oh, the pipe came to us, all this other stuff, they better cut it off. You know,
a good example is a lot of them are playing in Hollywood movies. A lot of them are playing, like one of them played Crazy Horse. They had Lakota actors there, but they chose a Cree to be Crazy Horse. And look at Dances with Wolves, Graham Greene and all them, my lookalike, you know, all showed up, all got good parts in, you know. Yeah. And the Lakotas were the horsemen in the back, you know, John Taylor and them, you know, and you know, the but the real, and they didn't show up like the Lakotas didn't have big roles in it, except for, you know, like they had like Percy and then Floyd Westerman, you know, they had you know, fairly good parts in it. But, of course, they all acted underneath the Washichu. That what's the house's name? Kevin Boosner, Kusher, what's his name? Kevin.
Costner.
Kevin.
Costner. Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. Well, I thought you said Kevin. I thought you said Kevin Costner.
Hey, Tracy, that's where that one dude, what's his name, became a medicine man, remember, because they put him on the big screen? Casey Norse? That's how he became famous.
He was born
a medicine man during that time, see? And there's a lot of them like that, see? They do things that, I mean... You know, it's shameful these people have to do things and resort to things like that to try to prop themselves up.
You know,
so,
look at your
history.
Dances with Wolves had about 100 Lakotas acting in it, you know. Like, what's the name, points out, Edgar Bear Runner was in it. And a lot of them. But where were they? They were in the background.
Yeah.
They used some Canadians up front, you know. And except for that Rodney Grant, where did he come from? The reason why they don't use Lakotas is because we won't bend the rules for them. That's what they said. That's why they said in that movie Crazy Horse, the reason why they won't use Lakotas is because we won't bend the rules for them. And the ones that do bend the rules, like Nathan and them, they let them go a little further. But you got to bend the rules, you know. We won't bend the rules because we're going to say, hey, it wasn't like that, man. That ain't true.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why they rather use people that will bend the rules and have no problem with being liars on big screen, you know. And you know, that's why they don't put us up there. And we're not like for that reason. That's why we're not like right now, Tashi. You know, we're not. You know. We're not appreciated. They stay away from us. Like, they're doing that AIM, the memorial. How come they don't come over here and pitch in and promo what they're doing? Because they feel better, or they're Wachinko or something, you know. They won't take advantage of this. And you know what? This is the only real indigenous radio show that people tune into, really, you know, outsiders. And that's where you want to be. You don't want to be sitting on that one radio show that Robert Pilot does with six guys sitting there thinking they're businessmen, you know, GDC guys, you know, sitting there with their foot on the table. One of them, you know, They're all on that, what do they call it? Not Skype, but that other one. And they're all on the screen. And you look at each one of them on the screen. They're all sitting on the computers. They're looking at their computers. Oh, Zoom. Yeah, Zoom. They're looking on their computers. They're acting like they're really technological advanced people, you know. And when they talk, they use big words, and you know, but you know, who listens to them? You know, we need to have the word out. You need to get the word out. Well, from what I see, we got the word out because people are tuned into us, you know, all over. Every now and then, you know, you see Red Haircrow come on from Berlin. Basinchula and Frankfurt, you know, people from Russia. He even had guys from Iran, even had women from Venezuela, you know, even, you know, from all over the world, from over there by New Zealand, you know, Magdalene, and I forget her name, Bridget from Greece, you know. They tune into us, and they hear stuff. So if you want to get the word out, you want, that's just some that I know off the top, you know, but there's more. You know, like I said, they record this radio show in different countries and translate it. If you want to get the word out, you need to get word out there. You can't get the word out to talking to a brick wall. You know, some of these people just talk to a brick wall because they only want to talk to the brick wall. They want to talk to a brick wall in a mirror with a mirror hanging in front of it so they see themselves when they talk to the brick wall. You know, and they really perform when they're on these radio shows. I listened to a couple of these radio shows. I mean, I encourage people. I like to see people try to put on radio shows. I even helped people start a couple of radio shows, but it lasted 2 or 3 shows and that was it. You know, they don't laugh. They don't know what to do. And when they do, they think they got to change their character for the radio show. You know, you know, they got to wear a suit to get on the radio show. Or if it's a Zoom one, they'll slap on an AIM cap, you know, you know, and sunglasses. That cracks me up when they wear sunglasses on the internet, on the radio show, you know. put a hoodie on. So, yeah, some of them will wear a hoodie to be on the radio show, you know. That's crazy.
What happened to speech, Josh? What happened to common man?
Yeah, that's what they do. And when they talk about something, they're doing like what we were talking about earlier. They're talking about issues they Googled for information. And they spread this information they Googled.
Yep. They spin.
And if you Google Native Americans, what will it tell you? It'll say we came here 12,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. That right there tells you Google's baloney. You know? Google something you know about and see what they say about it. Google something that you know all the facts about and see what Google says about it. It's going to be the opposite of what you really know. You know, it's like that movie, Lakota Woman. Now, my Aunt Elsie, my mom's sister, she died in 1976. Yeah, 1976. And you watch that movie, Lakota Woman, when they're in Wounded Knee in 1973, it displays Barbara and my cousins come up and they're crying in the movie. They're saying, and they say, Aunt Elsie died. Watch it. Watch the movie. They say Aunt Elsie died. And that's supposed to be displayed in 1973. Well, they knew Aunt Elsie wasn't dead in 1973, but they put that in the movie to give it a little excitement or a little drama or something, you know? You know? So, in other words, a lot of these movies, you watch them, Crazy Horse, Sin and Boo, when they show Sin and Boo walk up and kill some horses, you know, with a gun that some other Lakota stole or something they put on the show. When they show this stuff, You know it's baloney.
Yep.
And a lot of times these directors, these producers and stuff, they get information from Google and they call it fact. But that part in Lakota Woman, when they say Aunt Elsie died, this was 1973, she didn't die. She died a couple years later, you know, in Martin, South Dakota. Brutally murdered, and they never found who did it yet. That's why I know it was a white man. Because if the Indian did it, they would have found him a long time ago, you know. I don't believe what you hear, you know. A lot of people get busted bragging about something they didn't do, and they get busted for doing it. They're stupid people. And that's the thing with Anna Mae Aquash and all them, you know. She didn't get, they didn't find nobody for years until they dug up a couple bragging Indians, you know. And now that's the story. They're the ones killed Anna Mae. But if they really did this, they would have busted them right after it happened. You see, all these stories and stuff that happens, the events that happen are unbelievable, you know. And people hear it, and they get reports, police reports, Google, and they run with it as fact. You know, it's fact. I don't like to... listen to people when all their facts are Googled. It just kind of bores the hell out of me. You know what I mean? Because, especially when they start talking about, like, AIM and things like that, how AIM started, they Google it, or they listen to GDC's version, and they listen to, just like the AIM song, we play the AIM song when we start the show. They say the AIM song, the Lakota stole it from Cheyennes or some other tribe.
Yeah, Cheyenne.
Okay?
Is it Boone?
Yeah. And when Tyrone Foote, or what's his name?
And, Tyrone Head.
And Tyrone Head and, yeah, it's Tyrone Foote. Tyrone Head. And Siebert Youngbear and Ted Means are the ones who made the AIM song. You know? And if you know Siebert, you know Ted Means, you know Tyrone, you believe that they did because these guys were singers. Now, we're talking about the AIM song, you know, back in the 60s and 1973 when did that happen with what's his name in Rushville?
No, that was in 73.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those other tribes weren't carrying drums in 1973. They were still scared
were ashamed. Yeah,
they were ashamed to carry a drum. They were ashamed to be Indians back in 73. Lakotas were the only ones running around with a drum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then these other tribes suddenly came in after that. Nobody wanted to even be a singer in a drum until the Lakotas were doing this. Sounds like I'm bragging, but it's a fact. It's a pure fact. You know, all these other tribes were American until AIM showed up. And it's just like today. There's people joined AIM yesterday, so they grabbed a drum and started learning, a drum yesterday and learning the AIM song. The first thing they do is learn the AIM song on the drum. And now they're traditional. You know? I tell you what, the Abe song wasn't the first song I ever learned. The first song I ever really remember singing or knowing and hearing was that one. Remember, it goes, Tokashilaya, Tokashilaya, hey, Anawazi, hello, hey. That's the one I learned, you know? And I was singing that all the time, you know, and then I built up, then I learned other songs, and then, you know, Sundance and then all that. Then I got knowing all the songs, well, the main ones, you know, the seven. And then the other ones I learned in the Heoka songs and all that, you know. And then these new Sundance songs they come up with, I learned some of them, you know. But the AIM song, wasn't, I guess you could say, not to put it down, because I like the AIM song, but it wasn't that important to me, because I was I want to learn our traditional spiritual songs, you know what I mean? So the AIM song, I picked it up from being around people that sing the AIM song. I was more around spiritual people than I was around Amesters. And the Amesters that I knew were spiritual people. Russell Means, you know, used to come to Sweat Lodge with us. Remember that? You know?
Yeah.
He came to our Sweat Lodges. I mean, Rick blessed his wedding and all kinds of stuff. A lot of these guys, these Amesters, came to our sweat and ceremonies. Drew Little and all of them, you know. All these guys, Siebert, you know. You know, they were spiritual. But these other Amesters, they only know how to sing the AIM song. And some of them will show up to a Sundance and get one pierce and run around saying they're Sundancers. And the rest of them never been to a ceremony in their life. But they Google what they learn. Not putting them down. I'm glad they're Amesters. I'm glad they're trying to support natives now, since after being living American life for so long, you know. And then some of them are young. They just showed up yesterday, you know. And but maybe they'll learn, you know. People need to learn. And how are we going to learn? You got to learn someplace. So a lot of people, whether they like it or not, they're getting a lot of education from Lakotas. I look on the internet and I see a lot of people that aren't Lakota. They use the word Mithakoye Oyasin. They use the word Apetukilewashte, you know. They use these common Lakota phrases all the time on the internet, on Facebook. And they're not Lakota. They're California guys, you know, California guys or other tribes. I'm kind of proud of that.
I'm a California guy. Me and Tunchy are California guys, son.
But you still got brown butts, you know.
There you go. Yeah. That's the beauty. I get what you're saying. See, that's the thing that I was saying. A lot of these guys look on the internet, and they take that as the truth and nothing but the truth, like these Crees. That's why I mentioned that. They sided, the Crows at the Crees, there's a bunch of tribes that sided with the United States government way back in the day. There were Cree scouts, Crow scouts, all these scouts for the United States Cavalry. Now, all of a sudden, the pipe came to them. They have prophecies. Well, if that was the case, how come they didn't help the Lakotas like the Cheyenne and the Arapaho did?
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, and these guys don't sold out. They went to the Washichu. We never did that, see. We fought till the very end where they had to lie to us by promising, making false promises by these treaties. Oh, we're going to live by this. That's like the Bible that they share with everybody. It's no different. That Bible is a bunch of lies, you know. So is it these treaties. And that's why I say this Pope and the doctrine of discovery, all that Pope has to do is do away with a couple of words in that doctrine of discovery. But yet he doesn't want to do it because that would give all this land back to the Native Americans. And all these Christians believe in that book, that lying book, you know, and they call themselves Christians, Catholics. But yet they're the most evil people. Why do you think they start war? Look what they're doing. They're sending all kinds of tanks, missiles, all kinds of stuff to Ukraine so they could kill their own Russian brothers. Now you tell me.
Yeah.
You know, you tell me that's the thing to do. That's how evil white America is. You know, they want these guys over there to kill each other. And they're sitting over here arming these people. And yet, when somebody tries to help Russia, like China or one of these places, oh, that's against the law. That's, you know, we're going to sanction all these other things, threatening people, you know. But why do they get to do it? The evilness that they carry, the destruction they carry, it blows my mind. They are the most destructive, hateful, racist people on earth. And yet they claim everybody wants to be like them. I don't want to be like that. We were peace-loving people when they came in. You know, look at all these, some of these tribes that I mentioned. A lot of these guys don't check their history. They don't even know who they are. They're just Indian come ladies. You know, they're wannabes. You know, like Country was saying, back before 73, we was getting our asses kicked by half-breeds whites and people that didn't want to be Indian. They hated us because we was Lakotas. They made fun of our hair. They made fun of the way we looked. They made fun of our names. And now all those names are disappearing back home. All the real names are disappearing back home. But yeah, look at the Washichu still doing what they did back then. They're still doing it today. Look what they did in Venezuela. Look what they did in South America. I mean, look at everywhere they went. They tried to push this Christianity off. Oh, we're Christians. We could do this. And yet they use Jesus and God in the same sentence while they're killing people. Is that what these people want to be? Me, myself. That's not me. I'm a Lakota. I'm a different breed. I'm a different person. I'm from this place called America, which our grandfather is called the fatherland. Ate at Kamankoche, fatherland. That's what America was before the Washichu ever came. They brought that Christianity. All the Supreme Court says, oh, separation of church and state, they're a bunch of liars. Because they still use that doctrine of discovery in the highest court in America. And they want everybody bowed to that. We never knew that stuff. We didn't have no cages to put people in. People took care of each other. Long ago, we had warriors. People that took care of the people. They were called warriors. Nowadays, look at these guys claiming to be warriors, sitting down at the bar, working against their own people, saying, doing things against their own people. And yet they claim warrior. You know, like this GGC or whatever they call it, claiming aim, claiming, oh, we're warriors. We have our own spiritual. You know, come on. What is that all about? Why are you hating on real Indians. You ain't any different than that American, that Washitu. You ain't any different when you do that. You're playing right into their hands, accepting placards from cops. Look at these five black cops that killed that young black man. Those five black cops were part of the cops or the police force or the academies that are taught hate. They teach hatred.
They
teach racism.
They joined the cult.
It's a big old cult.
Those black guys.
And they didn't even participate. They're black KKK members. That's what they are, black KKK people, because they taught them that hatred. You're a cop. That guy's below you. Here's a badge. Here's a gun. Go do your job. Kill those guys. That's what it is. Look at what they're doing to Russia. Look at all the stuff that they sent to Ukraine. Tanks, not too long.
Mate.
Come on, man. That's evil. Totally evil. Why does America want to do that? You know, they shouldn't even get involved in stuff like that. That's a Russian thing. Let them deal with it. What are we doing way over there? Is it because that Zelensky promised them oil? Diamonds? What is it? You know,
hey, Tahashi. You know why? Because they're Christians.
Yeah.
They're Christians. So they spew garbage. They're Christians. So they come looking for trouble. They're Christians. So they can't stay in their own neighborhood. They got to go out and start trouble elsewhere. That's their nature. They're Christians. And they prove it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You know, it's crazy how they do this stuff. How they like to, you know, go out of their way to make it hard on other people. That's why those blacks, I mean, they were having fun beating up another black guy. They were giving each other high fives. One of them was kicking him so hard. You see him, he was limping around after the video. He was limping. He hurt his foot. He was kicking the guy so hard. One guy came showing up out of the wild blue yonder, ran in from the right side of the screen, ran up to the guy on the ground, kicked him two times, then walked away. Another guy was standing there staring at him, beat him, and then he whipped out some kind of weapon. You know, he whipped out some kind of a weapon and then walked over there and started beating the guy with the weapon. Then we actually beat him a little bit. He went back and became a spectator again. You know, they were all black guys wearing that white badge, wearing that white costume. What do they call it? A police outfit, the costume they wear. And all that, you know. And now, check what? They busted them all, and the Washita's going to throw them under the bus. Because because
man,
that's what they do. So people don't want to learn, you know. They don't want to learn. They'll throw you on the bus real quick. They'll get you to fight their enemy for them. Go kill some black guys, and then throw you under the bus for killing the black guys. And same way in Ukraine, same way every place else. That's what they did to Afghanistan. They went over there and made Afghanistan people fight their own kind, helped the U.S. to beat the Taliban. Now the U.S. ran off, and now the Taliban's back there having vengeance on the people who helped the U.S. They threw him under the bus. Yeah.
These people of color, it seemed like they don't learn. Look at what that Chauvin did. Remember that there was an Orion cop there. that threatened that little black girl that was recording, grabbed his gun and told her,
yeah,
back away, or do you want some of this too? You know,
yeah, the Asian guy, now they throw him, now they threw him under the bus.
Yep. They don't learn.
You know, that's why you don't join that cult. You know? And there's nobody that can join that cult. For some reason, that cult is so powerful. When even a Sundancer joined the cult and turned into the cult. Remember when he became a cop, all of a sudden he's in that cult.
Yep.
He started looking at us out of the corner of his eye.
Once
they join the cult, you can't trust them no more. I don't care if they're Indian, black, or what they are. Once they put their ankles in them boots, they're in that cult. It's wicked how they operate, but there's not like they steal our scalps, they steal our chanupas, they steal everything from us. But what can we do about it? We can't do nothing about it because our numbers are so small. Because people are in a more position to join the cult or learn from the cult. So our people are on their side. Like this one guy, he's my relative. His name's Nightpipe. He didn't want to pay for a job I did. And when I was telling him, I said, oh, you shouldn't be like them Washitu. He said, you better quit acting like an Indian and quit all that Indian crap. That's what this guy, my relative, told me.
That's crazy.
And when he said that, I just let him go. I just let him go. I didn't want nothing more to do with him. End of story. You know, I'll take my loss, but I don't want nothing more to do with him. You know? That's why our numbers are so small. That's why we can't do nothing. That's why I was telling one of our people the other day, you need to learn about yourself. You need to get on our side of the fence. You know, you need to help us. When you help us, then we can go to Smithsonian. Then we can go and get, you know what? They have some of our scalps and chanupas in Germany. So, a few years ago. So I asked some GGC members to come, and we'll go over there and confront these people. You know? They didn't want to come. You know, they were even going to get a free ticket to come. All they had to do was get a passport to come. They were all taught before it. After that, they changed, you know? And I don't know what's going on, but, you know, probably, you know, Wayne. So what do you think, Wayne?
Yeah, I was in the chat there for a minute. I'm glad it got off.
So I've seen something going on over there, but I ain't gonna give them the time of day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what we're talking about. You know, they these people call themselves Christians, but they go out of their way to come and bring trouble. You go look at where they're at and have watch them preach the gospel, talking about how great they are. They call themselves the kings and queens of this country, you know? And they say, we need to do something about it. In other words, they're talking violence. The only thing they know when they talk is violence, real violence. I'm talking about guns and murder and stuff. That's all they know. But when they get that end of the stick, you know, because when you see them coming, they already warned you what they're going to do. So when you see them coming, you automatically prepare, you know. So that now you're the person going up the river, and they're the ones going to hell, you know.
Yeah, don't forget. Hey, don't forget, you mentioned their violence. Don't forget their quest for Mazda Ska, too.
Yeah, their money. Yeah, their quest for Mazda Ska, that's the whole thing, you know?
With their murder,
and,
yeah.
We ignore them, but to us, you know, when our people were walking, carrying our way of life, and suddenly the government started cracking down on our Sundances and everything, what do you think happened to our people? I know there was quite a few families that maintained and preserved the way of life, but a lot of them felt it was best for them to go the other way. You know that?
Yeah, he stepped off on that.
Oh, my God. I just told him hold it in a little bit longer. Anyway, but you see, we have and it's good to hear my brother's voice, I tell you that.
Yeah.
On the, you know,
hi, Larry.
you know, don't arouse him, Layla. Yeah, my brother, he's with us all the time. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but he's here checking it out, supporting, and, you know, and of course, you know, he carries a chanupa and Sundance and everything with us, you know, and practically taught me everything that I know, you know, and been an influence to me in my life, you know, and life wasn't always easy, you know. I seen my brother, he's my big brother, I seen him have to fight, you know, fight to survive physically, you know, and I'm glad to say he was kicking some ass. You know, my big brother was whipping some ass when I was young, you know, so, you know, and that was all part of it, you know, but, yeah, he taught me how to swim, taught me how everything, you know,
fight.
Yeah, he used to push me. He put me on a car hood when I was like 4 or 5 years old and slid me down the side of Rosebud Hill in the snow.
On your own.
I didn't know I was in danger at that time. I thought it was fun. Whee! You know, coming down, flying down, trees and everything in the way, creek down at the bottom, you know. But, you know, that was the good old days, you know. Was the good old days. But, you know, and like I said, you know, he's still here, you know, with us, carries Chanupa, Sundancer, and him and Bimber. I'm glad that they hang out together, you know. Two old guys, you know, two old guys on the West Coast, you know.
Hey, we still do it up, man.
We
have one leg, but it works.
Yeah. Like they say, we were accused of burning Rosebud Hill down. It took 50 years for them to find out the truth, and it came out in a sweat lodge. Oh, you know, we kind of knew it was you guys, you know. Yeah, 50 years later, you know. But we had people curious for 50 years who the hell did that, you know. But we were suspect, you know, for all that time. No proof, though.
Number one on the list.
They think they saw us running away from the scene, you know. Two little creatures. We were little guys then, you know.
No home getting bed.
Got in bed. I was brought in the middle of the day.
Crawled back in bed and was hanging out at home, you know. hiding under mama's skirt, you know. Like I was saying, you know, I was just wondering what you thought about how a lot of our people disappeared, you know, you know, from spirituality, from the way the white man condemned it, and suddenly our people, but some of our people still held on to it, you know. Tell what you thought.
It was families, individual families that hid it and did it in private. That's how it survived. I had one of my grandpas was put in prison, like I said, because he was accused. He was doing it, but the government didn't know that. But somebody in the village snitched him off as performance ceremony. So he went to Leavenworth, Kansas for it. And they tried to steal his bundle, but nobody could find it. And after they released him from prison, he came back. And the day came, they told him to go get it. So he went and got it, continued having ceremonies, you know. But these people had to hide. They couldn't do it out in the open. And there were some that were even preacher men, like over in Rocky Ford area. There's a community out there called the Wakan Oyat. They used to have ceremonies in secret, but their main medicine man used to preach on Sundays. He was a preacher man. But he would stand on stage in the church while he preached. And at night, he'll have ceremonies. But that's how they did it. They hid it because the government wanted it gone so bad that even being accused of ceremonies got you thrown in prison. And you're talking prison, not jail. You're talking prison. That's how they did it. But yet our people never gave up. They never gave up. Our grandpas, our grandmas, they hid it. And that's how it survived. Up to this day, I still remember those people. Because they were some of the greatest people alive. So they thought they got rid of Crazy or Sitting Bull and them. No, they were still here. They were still amongst us. That's how it survived. That's why we say they fought long and hard for us to be here. Now look at us. Look at this next generation coming, dyeing their hair, slapping, acting like they're black people dancing around, all, you know, having some kind of music, hating on women music, all this other stuff. You know, we have our own songs. We are who we are. You practice those. Do those things. Don't copy what these guys are doing.
you know, and look at how it is now. You know, like I was telling Tenerchi, we're getting pretty damn close to all these people being red, white, man. Look at GGC condemning us. For what? We didn't do nothing to them. Yeah, we're American Indian movement. Because all of us grew up that way. We were there. We lived that. We were some of the main people. We was the main actors of that. But people seem to forget that. And who are they? These Johnny Come Lately American Indian movement people. Who are they to condemn us and say we're not AIM or we're this, we're that? We were there. We grew up there. We lived there. And even Leonard Peltier, nobody listens to us. We lived there. We were there when it all went down. Yet they listen to the white man. The white man, I guess, never lies. We're the big liars. That's how it's always been. I told you about our ceremonies. They wanted us gone. They were trying to turn us into white men. No, we fought. Then all of a sudden, you have all these guys, oh, we have predictions, we have this, we have that, you know, coming out of the woodworks. Those people never wanted to be Indian. And instead of studying who they were before they come out and speak, they go to Google, and there's the truth. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. And they spread a bunch of lies. Like I was telling you about a guy, a young guy, becoming a movie star, and all of a sudden he was an overnight medicine man. I never knew it worked that way. I never knew that. Not from my experiences. That's not how it works. We got all kinds of people, sun dancing, pipe carry, all this other stuff. If you do it the right way, it's no joke. It is no joke if done the right way. And Tanshi will tell you that. He will tell you it's no joke. To be Indian, to be Lakota is a hard thing. And we got to balance the Washichu and me myself. I have a lot of hatred for the Waskai Chasha because of what they did to my ancestors. And they tell me, get over it. You know, yet they 9/11, all this other stuff. They forget a lot of these Indians, these Lakota people, were in World War II, Vietnam. They were the ones that won World War II. It was the Lakotas, it was the Indians that won World War II. Then they praised the Navajo. They thought Navajos were the only co-talkers. No, there was other tribes. Lakotas were the first. They weren't the only co-talkers. We had co-talkers back home. But because they made a promise, they never told about it. They never talked about it. Because a Lakota held true to his word. That's why you never hear about that stuff. And these New Agers now, all of a sudden, all kinds of things. All these lies coming out, believing in Google. You know, all these search engines. No, your history is with your people. Go to your people. Go to your elders. Go to your aunts. Find out. Find the truth out. That's the way you do it. Not with Google. You know, anybody could post anything on Google and say it's the truth. You know. So there's a lot of these, you know, Tenerchi, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. When I tell you, we're damn near close to being red white men, you know. And it's got to change. People got to start telling the truth like we tell the truth. You know, it, sometimes they don't want to hear it. But sorry, GGC, you know, you guys are Come Lately people, you know. We lived it. We were there. And we're still there. That's the difference. Then all of a sudden they show up and they want to out-Indian the Indian. No, that's not how it works. We lived it. And that's the difference. You know, and it's time to start telling these Indians the truth. Just because you found out you're Native American or you have some grandma or grandpa that was Native American, do your research, real research. Go to your people. There's a lot of history amongst your people. There's still some old people left that will tell you the truth. Listen to them. Remember, when they say history, his story, it's one man's story and how he's seen things. That's history. His story, one man's story. Think about that. And yet that's what they're taught. History tells us, you know. Now it's Google tells us, you know. So now, you know, it's we're getting dangerously close to these new natives being totally white, Washichu. And it's sad, but it's true. Like she said, even grandmas dyeing their hair and putting on raggedy clothes and trying to be teenagers when they're grandmas. Our grandmas never did that. Our mothers never did that. Our people were modest, honest, caring, loving people. And that's why I always say, America is the most violent people. Yeah, America is the most violent, racist people. America, white America.
Our people aren't racist to them.
Nope, we ain't.
You know? See, when they come over, we help them. I seen them get broke down. Our people help them. Dig them out of the snow,
yep.
Help them, feed them, help them out, you know. Our people
put
don't hate those people, but yet
yep.
they won't do the same to us, man, you know. I mean, they look for blood. I mean, they're out for blood. You know, those people that don't like us on the show talking, they're out for blood. And we got to watch out for them. They're got to be careful. They're a threat to us. I mean, I'll be right out front right now. There was one named Gibson, you know, that was on this that came on and was starting this stuff, but I ain't going to give him Joseph Gibson. And, you know, these guys are violent.
Yeah, they are.
They hate, you know. They're Washichu, and they're Christian, you know. And, you know, if you don't give them, let them in the door, they hate you. And this here program we have here is one place where they're not allowed to come. And they hate it. They hate it that you don't give them that, you know, their chance to be heard. They hate it. I mean, they're trying to call in. I keep blocking them. We keep blocking them, you know. They hate that. I mean, you know, so you got to watch out for them. They'll travel 2,000 or 3,000 miles to do something. And you got to watch out for them. You know, this country right now is full of them people.
Yep.
That's why that mindset that they have, that vindictive mindset, that's why even they busted two old Asian guys for killing his own people. They get vindictive. That Americanism rubs off on them. So that's how they deal with their own kind, with a gun. You know?
Yeah.
And they're out there crying about, we got to stop gun violence. But yet they, you know, Mazda Scud, they're selling guns, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're selling them by the numbers. They got gun stores. They got gun factories. A whole bunch of them right there in San Gabriel Valley, West Covina, and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Where they make guns.
Yeah.
You know? They make them there.
All over there.
Old manufacturers.
Yeah.
The factories.
Yeah.
No, no, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside. I hear you. You know, right now over here at this minute outside, it's 5 below 0.
Holy cow. Lila was me.
Yeah.
That's what you saw. Lila was me. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. And, yeah. So that's how cold it is outside. See, one of our listeners, it says, Christianity has been a tool of white supremacy to control people of color worldwide. And he spells control with 3 K's, you know. And he's right, you know. You know
that's the truth.
And, you know, not everybody sees it like them. You see, there's people that are tuned into us, you know. And
yeah.
You know, like somebody popped in on the chat right now, you know, he sees what we're talking about, you know. And
yeah, the truth.
And I appreciate that. You know, he comes over to listen and to support us, and then the Christians come over here to condemn us and make fun of us. And, you know, what was that guy saying earlier? Well, I guess they blocked him off. But he said, here's the Geronimo leader crying. He's talking, you know, do it. You know, he was right away started in on this. Why are you spewing garbage, you know? you know? What,
yep.
If he don't like it, why is he over here? Why don't he go someplace else? But
you know, go back to Europe. You know, go back to where that paper is. You know,
their hate compels them. Their hate is obsession, and that's why they come. Their hate. That's why.
Look at the Facebook
comments. Come over here. Yeah.
Look at the Facebook comments on the bottom. He called us cowards. Dude, look at that.
Yeah, well, I don't see that because I'm not over there, you know.
All right.
But
the bottom of the page there.
Yeah. Facebook?
No, right there on the...
No.
Who's
it's right there on the chat. You can go chat that all the way down to the bottom if you're signed in there.
Yeah, well,
Facebook.
I don't see them, you know, because I thought they threw them out, you know. But the whole thing is that's how they are. They can't keep their nose out of people's business.
Yeah.
And they hate it.
They really hate it.
You know, and like I said, calling us cowards because we shut them up. You know? Oh, but I ain't going over his show. I ain't going over their show. I ain't going to their Facebook. I don't even care what they do or what they say. Their world is their world. They can spew all the hate they want. I don't care. You know? I ain't going to bother them. I ain't going to go over there and call them names. You know? I ain't going to, you know, start trouble over there. You know? Because how do you raise children in a decent way when you got so much hate in you?
Yep.
How are your children turning out, you know? You know, I don't want to mislead people, you know. But,
you know,
a little kid went in, a little six-year-old kid went and blasted his teacher. And they said it was an accident. He got into it with his teacher, pulled out a gun and whacked, tried to kill her. You know, and they...
That goes back to what I was telling you, Antonio asked. You know, he asked that question. You know, But why they do that? Why is that? You know, like he's the blood degree and all this stuff that he had a big question about. Because he sees that too. He's an up-and-coming young man. But he has that question. Why are these people this way? Why are they so hateful? You know, and that's the thing. They preach that using the so-called Bible, Jesus Christ, and their God. And they kill and they steal using that. And that's what that doctrine of discovery is, see? At all cost, do what it takes to convert those people. The doctrine of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. At all cost.
Oh my gosh.
They've been doing that since they came here. We never had that amongst us. Kanshi, me and you know. We were not violent people. There was no such thing as violence that we hear in our stories. You know, it's all about life, loving and taking care of each other because we were spiritual people. We were caring and loving people, not only of humans, but of everything around us. Mitakuye oyasti. That's something that they took away from us. They stole it all. And that's why I say all of our natural animals, some are even gone now. They're extinct.
Uh-huh.
And we're all on reservations, all of us. The natural beings of so-called the fatherland, America, all the natural beings are on reserves or reservations. And now they're trying to open these places up for oil drilling. And you know what's going to happen then. Look at all those man camps that they talk about up in North Dakota. The law enforcement never stopped that. There's girls still missing. Boys missing. But did they ever put it out there or look into it? No. Because of the big money that was involved, they never looked into that. Look what they did at Standing Rock. That's a part of that. Big money. And what our Shambo didn't know was that the past tribal council accepted money for that pipeline. And there was a person there that started a lot of that was involved in accepting the money for that. And she didn't come out and tell people. So there was a lot of people that got hurt unnecessarily during that Standing Rock. But, you know, the truth finally came out. And that's why our Shambo had to side with the United States government. Because there was big money involved. See, these things, they're evil.
This guy says on the chat, he says, people of color worldwide have been able to accept the image of a white Jesus. But how many Caucasians would accept the image of Jesus if he was a man of color? I believe that there would be very few Europeans claiming to be Christian. And
yep.
He's right.
Yep.
If Jesus Christ, the first image we saw of him was a dark man like they have over the Middle East, they wouldn't be claiming Christianity. But they're claiming it because they show him a white, blue-eyed man, you know?
The
image they give of Jesus is white, blue-eyed, and all that, you know? And so they had a big following. But they wouldn't be accepting him if he was, you know, if he had dark hair and dark face. They would go someplace else, you know, but because of their belief, you know, he said the colonizers fear genetic annihilation. They know that they are the minority on this planet. And you see, this guy that's attacking us, that's one of his main pleas. He wants people to get up. And he said, we got to do something now. He's telling his people, we need to act He said, we need to act now. And when they say act, they mean violence. They mean war.
Yep.
He doesn't mean nothing else. He's telling his people to act now. Because they're threatened.
Yeah.
But look at it's the American while she chews that's getting threatened.
Yep.
Because they're the ones creating all the mischief, like you say. They're the ones starting trouble in Ukraine. They're starting trouble in Venezuela. They're starting trouble in China. You know, they're starting trouble in North Korea. They're starting trouble all over the world. They have the biggest military base in Diego Garcia. Diego Garcia sits in the Indian Ocean, south of India, a big U.S. military base on an island.
Yeah.
And they have them in the Pacific and the Atlantic. You know, they're the ones doing all this. You know, and they call it democracy. Like Bill Clinton said he didn't like Putin because he said Putin isn't for democracy, you know. So all these presidents, they label these people, and they call it democracy is what they're after. But they're not after democracy because where's democracy right here in this country? There is
it's
no democracy.
Yeah. Yep, it's not
democracy,
good.
Democracy should mean that you could run for president, member, and we could vote you in. That's democracy.
Yep.
But you see, when Kamala Harris and all these black people showed up to run for president, right away Joe Biden jumped in, and he got the vote. How did that happen?
Yep.
And then he pulled in Kamala Harris as his running mate because that's all she could do, you know, because she's a woman and she's black. Right now, they say Donald Trump's going to try and run again at his old age, going to run in 2024. And they have that Majory, what her name, Green, that racist white woman. She's going to try to be his running mate. Because, see, that's the best thing they'll allow a woman to do is be a running mate. The white man ain't going to let no woman run for president. Look, they aced out Hillary Clinton quick, and I'm glad they did, to tell you the truth. I mean, it don't matter if it's Trump or who. But you know, they're all the same. Trump, Obama, and all of them, they're the same. Obama is the one set up Biden to run the gas and oil projects in the Ukraine back in 2013-14. You see, and he's the one set Hillary and all of them over there to create this problem with Ukraine because Biden and his son Hunter were on the board, the Ukraine's board that controls lines, the oil, the gas, and all this. And that's why they're fighting vigorously to stop that. They don't want Russia to win because they're out. If Russia wins, they're out. Because Russia has the market for the whole pipeline industry in Europe. Now, Europe's trying to defy it. But one time, Russia stopped it for 2 weeks just to punish them. Mm-hmm. And they were over there. So now Germany and them, they're all looking for a different source for energy. And the Ukraine is the only source they can come up with, you see, because, you know, they're following the cult. And the cult is like this guy that's bothering us. You know, they're out there. And they don't want to give in. They're the minority, and they want to start trouble. You know, we have to put up with their baloney, you know, all their lies. You know, they, like those black men, right away they said, yeah, he was reaching for a gun. That's why they did it. But the videos don't show him reaching for no gun. They show him getting beat up and handcuffed. How's he reaching for a gun?
Yeah.
You know?
They drove him out of that car.
And really,
to
tell you the truth, he should have grabbed a gun and started blasting. He'd be alive today if he did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, he would have stood a better chance of living. Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
But he didn't do that. He didn't do that, you know. To fight the cult, you know, you got the law against you. And you can't beat them right now. And like our people, how do we expect to fight these place, these people that stole our stuff? We just got to let them go. Look at O.J. Simpson. They stole his property. So he went to get it back. He showed up with a couple of his bodyguards, and they called it violence and robbery for getting back what he owned. And they sent him to prison. That was the only thing they could get him on. They set him up. They set him up to come after his stuff. They waved the pork chop at him, and he fell for it. You know, well, we can't be led on by a pork chop. So when there's some newbie Indian showing up, Johnny Quaker, telling us the Smithsonian stole our stuff and trying to get us waving a pork chop for us to go fight for it, we can't do that because Johnny Quaker showed up. Overnight, we can't be led on by some newbie leading us waving a pork chop to jump on it, because that's what they want. They want to eliminate us once and for all. If we go for that pork chop, that's all they need. You know, we need to gather our people. Our people need to learn. We're not asking them to commit violence. We're asking them to learn who they are and be proud of who they are and get their tradition and their cultural mind together and spiritual mind. That's all. That's all we want. We're not telling them to go fight. We're telling these people to learn who they are and appreciate it and stand by who they are and quit joining the cult. That's all. You know, you know, what more can I say? But I want to thank the people that did show up in the chat, you know. You know, Walking Bear, John Davis, and a couple others showed up, but I think they were on the opposite side, but thank them for coming too, because they add to our numbers. You know, even haters give us ratings, you know. The more haters, the more ratings, you know. So thank them for showing up and creating mischief. Like our bro says, those people are the colonizers. They're put on this earth to create mischief. And that's what they're here for. And they do a pretty good job at it. The only thing is, are we to react with it? We can't, you know. We can't react to their mischief except ignore them and send them on their way and let them holler from afar where I can't hear them. I put my earplugs in. I can't hear them from across that river. If they go back across the ocean, that'll be real good because I'll never hear from them again. You know?
Me too. That's my wish, man. You know, The thing about it is you wasteful know, people. They're hate, you know, they're hate. They're here. All that hate.
We have a choice. We have a choice to listen to them or not. I choose not to. I choose to ignore them. And
I know they're there.
I don't care if they stand across the road and call us cowards. You know, I don't care. You know, and call us what they want. You know, we're not trying to bother them. So, you know, call us what they want. But anyway, it's time to roll. A last word from Layla.
Another great show, my brother. Beautiful.
Thank you. And Wayne, last word.
Great show, man. I'm going to see you next week.
Yeah. And you hang in there. And Tasha, you take over right now because we got to get ready and go.
Oh. All right, we say a prayer and we'll close up.
And with that, we got to take off, and I hope, you know, I send prayers and for everybody out there for their house and try to stay warm. And don't let the cult get you. You know, don't let them bother you. And, you know, just stay on the right side of humanity is what we ask, you know. I mean, we ain't asking you for nothing. Just stay on the right side of humanity. And if you do that, that'll be real good, you know. And then...
In the beginning of time, there was an entity that moved about in the blackness of space. The Lakota called him Ian Tokahea, the first stone. From this was born one red woman, one red man. As they walked upon the earth, they were given a prayer. To this day, we walk with their prayer. Ho mitakuyepi, tiik cheka tokahea okitahan. Chetan tanka tokahe kiena wowita yuha mani. We cho iena oloa unkahi. We bring you these songs with our truth.
Oh,
Kashla. Hate topa. Wankatake. Yutawaka. Nauchimaka. Hecham se kche vichasha ke lil hipna. Hoini chapi. Ushun kilapo. We chose on Wawoki. Wolakote chela.
Pesapaki iwoglaka. At this gathering place, the Black Hills, we depend upon Ptehinchala, the buffalo calf, for all our spiritual, physical, and emotional needs. This way of life is known throughout the world. It is here we call home.
Mm-hmm.